When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome in Comme d'Archi Podcast Season 4.
Saison 4, dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Deponte, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant,
now,
lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Dear listeners, good morning. This is Esther on behalf of Anne-Charlotte. It's good to meet you again in Season 4 of Comme d'Archi Episode 12 with a new runner-up project of Europan 16 by Clément Bertin, Martin Kermel, Sarah Impera, architects, and Julien Trugla, Giulia Pignocci, landscape architects. The architects are members of the Caracalla Architectural Office based in Paris. The name of their deep regenerating project in the site of Ona, France, is Cardo. They wrote about their project. The French town of Ona is characterized by its central position in the history of the territorial, technical and urban development of the Limagne Plain, by its dormant productive function, the quality of its town center, and by its location in the heart of the landscape, strongly identified by topography and hydrography, its age-old agricultural vocation, and the presence of a preserved natural environment. It is an urban enclave in a landscape divided between rurality and large infrastructures, which is losing inhabitants to denser urban areas or greener peri-urban areas. The central issue then becomes the search for a territorial reconciliation, airport city nature, through the revival of new forms of interactive attractiveness of the different environments to give a high quality of life to the inhabitants, but also a form of alternative local economy that can retain an active and dynamic population in a stable manner. In the perspective of a reconversion of the aeronautical industry towards low-carbon and silent green aviation, a global rebalancing between the different forms of productivities of the territory is therefore at the basis of the process of revitalization of ONA. In order to respond to this problem, the overall vision of the project is centered on the massive introduction of vegetation as an environmental and economic capital at different scales and in different ways. Metamorphosis. Clermont-Ferrand Auvergne Airport, the first 100% renewable energy airport. Metamorphosis is something that all living things go through. It is the elementary and original experience of life, the one that defines its strength and limits. Since Darwin, we have known that every form of life, including human beings, is simply the metamorphosis of another, often extinct, form. From our birth to our food, we all experience this. In the metamorphic act, change of self and change of world coincide. To say that all life is a metamorphic fact means that it passes through identities and worlds without ever passively undergoing them. This innovative essay lays the foundations for a philosophy of metamorphosis. Emmanuel Cotia. Cities reflect the distinction that humans like to make between themselves and their environment. The urban landscape, as we have imagined up to now, spreads over the flora and leaves the wild fauna out. Nowadays, however, it is not uncommon to walk through artificial forests or to see wild animals in the city. In the age of the Anthropocene, the distinction between humans and nature is blurred, obsolete, impossible. Ecological challenges are forcing us to rethink our relationship to the environment, to our habitat, to the very nature of the city of tomorrow. The vast airport zones throughout the world and throughout the ages have largely contributed to the destruction of natural areas and biodiversity, to the permeabilization of soils to the benefit of large areas forbidden to humans and non-humans. How to reconcile Ona and the airport? One of the oldest airports in France at the beginning of the 20th century, Ona Airport was the first in the world to be equipped with a cement track. The aim of the project is to reconcile Ona Airport with experimentation and innovation with the vision of converting the aeronautical industry to green aviation. Too close to the major capitals for an acceptable carbon impact and more difficult to reach by train, Ona Airport could become the first 100% renewable energy airport in the world. A multimodal hub along the D769 will be the foundation of a large solar roof visible from the sky, revealing the energy transition of the aeronautical sector initiated by Clermont-Ferrand-Auvergne Airport. Cardo. The fertile plain and the link with the rural territory. The project aims to intensify the airport city-nature link and to recreate a linear fertile plain environment on a north-south axis, recreating a link between the airport site and Ona by recreating a living environment. By associating a productive meadow and allowing the reintegration of local biodiversity and multifunctional uses, the airport site will be able to become a place of life open to the people of Ona and Ona to travelers. The productive linear garden of Limagne is a landscape continuum towards seven places, from the airport of Ona to the shared gardens of the Chemin des Rosières. It will take root on a new permeable and filtering soil rediscovered after a fair resizing of the impermeable paths necessary for traffic and after the demolition of the superfluous asphalt surfaces. New value, the asphalt rubble reused in the form of cabin bags, will be used to build permanent urban furniture. Benches, tables, planters, public lighting. C1. All the P0, P1 and D769 car parks will become the airport's large flower meadow, a multifunctional support for soft mobility and biodiversity for the movement of some 500 employees and almost 500,000 travelers a year between the airport site, the station and the center of Ona. This garden will be developed thanks to the relocation of the car parks in the linear, dense and compact multimodal hub on two levels along the D769. It will be served by a new urban road linking Rue de l'Aviation and Rue Curie to reinforce the city airport link at all scales. C2, C3. The sloping garden on the roof of the station will be the place to observe the major urban and territorial infrastructures and the first takeoffs and landings of electric aircraft. C4. In the city center, a wet garden planted with reed beads along the Rue de l'Artière would allow the soil to be cleaned up, biodiversity to be reintroduced, and the geographical relationship with the river environment to be re-established. C5. Historical heart of the town of Ona, an ancient vegetable garden, would introduce an educational dimension into the public space on the agricultural history of the Limagne Basin. C6. Shared vegetable gardens in the Rue des Chenevières. C7. The vegetable gardens of Roncières, gateway to the Limagne agricultural basin. Decumanus. The forest for a new productive landscape. To adapt to climate change, the city of tomorrow must change its relationship with the living world. Indeed, as the climate changes, species change the places, times, and ways in which they move and develop. Phenomena that can already be observed and measured. This is the case of certain plant species, for example, which are now migrating towards the poles at a spectacular rate of 400 meters per year, more than 1 meter per day, due to the increase in temperature or the variation in rainfall. This planetary redistribution of species is transforming human societies, on a global scale, as well as on the scale of a city, a neighborhood, a street, a flat, and in all areas, e.g. food, health, commerce, culture, etc. How can we invite the mineral city to update its relationship with trees by moving from the notion of wood material to that of allies in the management of the climate crisis? Pioneer Forest. Preserve the underground water resources of the Ona area. Linear Forest. Developing the ecological continuity of the Auvergne-Volcanoes Regional Park. Nutritional Forest. To meet a growing social demand for a link with nature. The project aims to intensify the city-nature link. The establishment of a protective, thick and filtering productive alder forest is planned to reinforce the existing vegetation along the bed of the Atia River, buried on an east-west axis, to re-establish the link with the territory of the Volcan d'Auvergne and Livradois Forest Nature Parks and the continuity of the ecological corridor. The productive linear forest of alders is a landscape sequence towards three places. 08, the project aims to reintroduce 10 low-cost housing units in the heart of the city to free up the ground floors of the Le Breuil HLM housing buildings and thus allow for a reorganization and activation of the foot of the buildings. A common forest area will be developed thanks to the relocation of parking spaces and common areas on the ground floor of the buildings. 11. The city center will be marked by the meeting of the productive forestry axis east-west and the fertile axis north-south. 02-03. On the site of the Bourdon Sugar Refinery, the new Woodstock campus will be a space of agroforestry, complementing local economies and primary material for certain craft activities, but also of experimentation and teaching. On the site, an educational fab lab is planned where residents can make furniture or objects useful in their daily lives, either on their own or with the help of local experts, as well as a place for managing wood stocks. The production of biomass for heating and of local raw materials for construction or manufacturing would become the support of an ecological transition that could diversify local crafts while reviving ancestral know-how typical of the region. Alder wood could be used to make musical instruments, guitars, lutes, violins. Thanks to a hyperactive local production, the ambition of the commune will be to be the virtuoso example of a city that feeds and builds itself in situ with urban and architectural components produced and transformed locally. The chapels, an intermediate living space. The process of sustainable densification. Urban modifications must take into account demographic fluctuations and changes. The increase in the number of elderly people, but also the presence of a young, active and mobile population that requires adapted living spaces. At the same time, economic changes linked to the possibility of a return to an urban context with innovative forms of protection set in motion a reflection on architectural typology as an instrument for the transformation of lifestyles. Densification is a necessary element for the renovation of the existing. In the same way, today we cannot envisage future urbanization processes without developing the reinforcement and implementation of the notion of functional mix. The project, therefore, proposes the creation of an intermediate living space organized by a network of three mixed-use plots located in the middle of a vegetated renaturalization area. The new buildings will be designed in an exemplary low-carbon approach that includes the massive use of wood for construction, mixed earth-concrete structures, and innovative recycled materials. The Chapels Plot. At the crossroads of typologies, the site offers the opportunity to invent a new environment of intermediate habitats and public spaces and a connected centrality. The volume and the silo car park. Three compact plots of land preserve the ground to give thickness to the shared space. In the center, a compact silo car park groups together all the regulatory parking spaces. Programmatic mixed space. The introduction of complementary programs allows a variety of uses over time and the meeting of different users in the same place, favoring social exchanges. Workshops on the street side, small flats for young people and the elderly on the garden side, and a kindergarten in the southern plot. Housing. The dwellings envelop the silo car park. On a 5x5 structural grid, 10x10 intermediate terraced houses made entirely of wood accommodate families. The quality of living spaces. The elementary masses are shaped to open up the views, giving four orientations to all the dwellings and terraces on several levels. Shared gardens. Symbolizing the integration of the countryside into the urban center, the new district will host a vast area that will put into practice the principles of cultivation and market gardening. A unifying urban environment. The construction of the indoor cultural hall and the augmented garden. The project aims to implement a series of actions to activate a new urban dynamic. The first one insists on the need to make the entrance to the city an intermediary urban place and literally a signal. The new Ona station becomes an exchange platform between the territory, Ona, and the airport. As an interchange of various flows, but also a place shared by multiple activities, the large hall covered by a sloping garden becomes a new hyperactive core of the city entrance, linking the new urban development and the existing to the territory of the large scale. The existing. An extremely fragmented and disordered built fabric oriented towards the railway and residual vacant spaces oriented towards the airport. The networks. Reorganization of traffic through the creation of a road in continuity with Rue de l'Aviation and Rue Curie, creating a direct link between Ona and the airport. A unifying building. Taking root on the old railway line, the station is a new linear and multifunctional polarity. Station, theater, concert and conference hall, free working space, cafe. Archipelago of micropolarities. Three new programs revolve around the new Ona station. The community center, rehabilitation and self-construction, block 2, and the town hall, rehabilitation of the school, block 3. The feeder axis. From north to south, this axis creates a route that connects several microcenters of Ona to the large productive valley of the Limagne. The visual axis. A large sloping garden on the roof of the new station and a belvedere on the summit point at 8 meters height. Productive landscape. The development of resilient territories and the creation of connections between the diversity of biotopes is a challenge for the planning of tomorrow's territories. Large infrastructures running through the landscape as potential linear reserves of biodiversity will help to reconcile human activities with nature. Dear listeners, thank you for tuning in. Let's meet again next week for a new Comme d'Archi in English. And until then, take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Thanks to Julien Robourg, sound engineer, who is collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archi Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcast or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.